when we think we've written a dark song, people are like, oh, they wrote another song about being in love.
It's hard to conclude that the band Mates of State is misunderstood. After all, fans have been hooked on the duo's blend of upbeat yet powerful indie rock for over a decade. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Corey Gardner and Jason Hamill have been married for 10 years, but they've been a band even longer. And those Mates of State just keep impressing us with their ongoing flow of musical ideas for fun and intelligent listening. Taking keyboards, plus drums, and adding their harmonies and eccentric song structures, the duo has used the combination as a foundation for their aesthetic, sometimes augmenting it with other instruments, but never really straying from that core. After last year's release, Crushes, the Covers mixtape, Mates of State are back with a brand new album of originals called Mountaintops. And when Corey and Jason recently joined FUV's Russ Boris in Studio A, he asked how they go about putting a song together.
Before, it used to be so jarring, all our parts, because we would just mash them together. And now we're like, how about this part actually complements the next part?
It does feel like it's pretty well put together on this record, where there kind of isn't a part out of place. That everything kind of goes where it's supposed to go, that you kind of really fine-tuned it.
Yeah, and the thing is, I like that, and I also don't want to lose an element of surprise, and so I think a lot of times we'll have two parts that do not sound like they should go together, and in the past we would just be like, doesn't matter, you stop that part, you go to the next part, and now it's like, those two parts are sort of strange, they shouldn't go together, now we have to figure out a way to make it less abrupt, but it's still that element of surprise. I mean, at least that's what we're hoping for.
Yeah, because when we hear a song and we're like, whoa, did you hear that change? You know, it's totally unexpected, but it works, you know, and that's sort of that, like, fine line we're trying to ride.
I only know this when your and I got in.
By people who are really good pop songwriters. And I think, you know, like anybody, I think the classics, you know, this record especially, it was older stuff. I mean, it was lots of Neil Young, lots of Bruce Springsteen, even Cyndi Lauper, like just straight up pop songs. Whoever wrote all those songs, I'm not sure if Cyndi Lauper wrote She's So Unusual, but that record, it influenced a lot of the songs.
Time After
on this.
Time is hers. I think that, and that's the one that gets covered all the time. I feel
but there's some other great ones on that. I just sort of rediscovered all these 80s records that I liked when I was a kid, you know, and I think I'm more influenced by people that can put together more than one, more than 10 amazing, you know, pop songs.
Well, how do you guys feel like you've evolved as songwriters over the years?
I just hope that we've evolved at all. I mean, that's kind of our point, is we just want to get better at it, because that's what we really like to do. And we know that, like, other people that are really good at songwriting really affect us and have a big influence on our life. And we just want to be, like, in that group, even if we're in the, like, minor leagues.
Cold idea warm in the back of the basement. Let's make a cold idea warm in the back of our head.
There's Mates of State and live performances of Basement Money, and before that, Maracas. Both songs appear on their new album, Mountaintops. Take 5, produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.